Hare Krishna. To make a principle out of absence is to perpetuate the absence. Some religious groups argue God is infinite, so we can never know about Him. And if any religious tradition claims to know about Him and claims to give specific knowledge about Him, then that religious tradition is making mistaken assumptions about Him. And in that way, by making mistakes, it is going further away from knowledge about God. There are many problems with this argument. Firstly, it borders on the self-contradictory. How? It argues that we can never know anything about God. And yet, it claims to know something specific about God. What is that specific thing? That He is unknowable. Now, unknowability is also a claim to knowledge. To say that something is unknowable is also to say something, to say that we know something about it. It's unknowability. So, of course, someone may argue that this is negative knowledge about God, which can be had, but we can't have positive knowledge about God. But even that is not necessary. The second problem with this argument is that it conflates unknowability and infinitude. God is infinite, but just because He is infinite, does that make Him necessarily and permanently unknowable to us? No. He is, yes, as finite beings, we cannot know the infinite by our own efforts. But that does not mean that the infinite does not have the power to reveal Himself to the finite. He has that omnipotence to reveal Himself. And He does do so, He does reveal Himself so that we can know Him and thus we can love Him. Of course, even after His merciful self-revelation, we cannot know Him fully. But still we can know Him enough so that we can love Him fully. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna conveys His immanence, His presence within nature through a list of many attributes. And He prefaces and concludes that discussion in 10.19. He starts the discussion, 10.40 He concludes the discussion. And He says, echoes a similar theme in both places. What does He say? That He basically says that this list is not exhaustive. It is representative. Now that the list of examples is not exhaustive means that it testifies to God's infinitude. But that the list is representative signifies that it is real. That understanding these examples can take us towards real knowledge of God, thereby fueling the flame of our love for Him. Now, some religious traditions positive knowledge about God. But that does not mean that God can never reveal such positive knowledge. He has revealed Himself in some traditions, but unfortunately those traditions which do not contain such knowledge, the proponents of those traditions sometimes try to cover up that absence, try to rationalize that absence by making a principle out of it. But by such a misconceived reasoning, they deprive themselves of the positive God knowledge that God has revealed in other traditions. And thus they lose the opportunity, the spiritual substance, the spiritual knowledge about God that can sweeten and deepen their devotion. Thank you. Hare Krishna.